Malta's Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, says he will resign amid a growing government crisis over an investigation into a journalist's murder. Anti-corruption journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia was killed by a car bomb 2 years ago. Over the weekend, a businessman with alleged links to government officials was charged with complicity in her murder, and calls for the Prime Minister's resignation intensified. Herman Grech is editor of The Times of Malta, and he joins me now. Herman, thank you so much for your time. Can you take us through the events that led to this announcement by the Prime Minister?
Well, Daphne Caruana Galizia was killed in a horrific car bomb in 2017. It was a gruesome spectacle. We're not really used to seeing these kinds of things in a country like Malta. Just within 6 weeks, three men who were charged with actually carrying out the murder, they were the trigger men. And for the last 2 years, we've practically just seen them walking in and out of court in a very lengthy process. Suddenly, everything happened, unraveled in the last 5 weeks or so. News reports started leaking, details from the investigations. And suddenly, we had a middleman, a person who was so-called the go-between between the mastermind and the triggerman. And before we know it, it's one of Malta's most prominent businessmen who has been charged with the murder. And this businessman, Jürgen Fenech, actually was found to have opened secret accounts with two prominent government people. And this is why suddenly it's gone from a criminal case to a full-blown political crisis.
This businessman you just talked about, what has he been charged with and what do we know about him?
Well, so far, the details are sparse, but I mean, he has been questioned at length. He has been charged with complicity to murder. He's pleading not guilty. But there's one very interesting thing. He says, give me a presidential pardon and I will tell all about the murder, because it was not me who orchestrated the murder, but somebody higher up. And this has obviously created the kind of, how would you say, like whodunit almost. You know, it's gone from a murder to suddenly thinking it was just three men who just wanted to blow up Daphne to possibly people very high up.
And what's the nature of his alleged links to the Prime Minister and the government?
Well, very simply, the Prime Minister's own chief of staff was questioned about the murder last week. He was questioned for a couple of days. He has since been released, but people are just not happy about everything. We were reported last Sunday that the cabinet ministers themselves were urging the police to once again arrest the chief of staff, the former chief of staff, because he has had to resign, and to grill him about any potential links to the murder. At least there seems to be a potential case of obstruction of justice, because at one point, the chief of staff, we hear, tried to relay a note to the person who is being charged with the murder in prison. Now, we don't know the full details of what he was trying to tell him, but this goes to the chief of staff. Now, he was a very senior member of government. He was one of our prime minister's best friends. He was sat in cabinet meetings, and he was even privy to the murder investigation at one point.
This immunity that he requested, did he get it?
No, he has requested, but it was declined twice. He has now gone straight to the president, because it needs to come via the cabinet or the prime minister. It has been declined twice. We understand that Daphne Caruana Galizia's own family are against giving such a pardon. But the Prime Minister is now caught up in a situation of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if he gives the pardon, then he risks possibly exposing some of his best friends. If he doesn't give it, there are people saying then he doesn't want to get to the bottom of the story. So we are stuck in this situation now. It's going to probably be a long legal process.
Is there any suggestion of a direct link between the Prime Minister and this journalist's killing? Explain to me why the Prime Minister has been embroiled so deeply here.
He has been embroiled mainly through his chief of staff and a former minister who was also involved with this businessman. No, so far there is absolutely no link between the Prime Minister and Daphne Caruana Galizia's murder. But people are just saying it's almost guilty by association. But there, where it comes to evidence, there is absolutely no evidence linking the Prime Minister to the murder.
But are there accusations that he didn't act earlier, that he dragged his heels on this? What are the critiques of the way that he's responded to this unfolding crisis?
Again, this is the problem. People were suddenly accusing the Prime Minister of knowing too much, almost. I mean, was he Prime Minister, police inspector? Was he the Attorney General? At one point, he was just giving all the details about the murder, when it should have been the police commissioner who should be briefing the journalists about what really happened. So he came under huge criticism, saying, how can you be giving details about this when your best friend and your chief of staff could be potentially somewhat involved? At least what we do know is that there were business links between the chief of staff and the person accused of carrying out the murder.
So the Prime Minister now says he's resigning, but not until next month. Why?
We don't know why. I mean, there are protests in the street. There's another protest in a few hours here in Malta. People are saying you should not be waiting until January to resign. Just step down at once. He's saying, look, it's just a natural process. I've just set the ball rolling. The election is going to be in 5-6 weeks, an internal party election. He did not call for a general election. He's just saying, look, somebody will replace me within the party. But that is not pleasing people at all. I mean, there were protests within minutes of his statement on TV last night. There were people really protesting and sending out statements saying, this is unacceptable. The office of the Prime Minister has been tainted. Whichever way you look at it, even if the Prime Minister is totally innocent of anything or any cover-up, there's simply an issue of trust now. And people are saying he has to go. Now, remember, this is a country where we don't really do protests. Normally when we're upset with something, we go on Facebook and just post something. But there are thousands in the streets almost every single day, and they just have one aim. They just want to see the Prime Minister resign at once, and justice done.
So what happens after he's replaced next month?
Well, this is a thing now. I mean, I don't know what about the future of Joseph Muscat, but I mean, people are certainly saying this issue is not over. The fact that three men have been charged now, a fourth man has been charged in connection with the murder. People are saying there are more involved. And from what we're understanding, even from our own investigations into the matter, is that there could be more people involved. I mean, not many people liked, there were a lot of people who disliked Daphne Caruana Galizia. She had this pen that she could sting, and there were people who really wanted her out.
And what does it tell us about press freedom and safety for journalists in Malta? I mean, this story is incredibly disturbing.
It is very disturbing. I mean, I've been in journalism for 23 years. I've never seen this kind of incidents blow up to such an extent. I mean, we are free to work. This is not like working in some, East European regime. Not the case. But suddenly everything has changed. You know, there are people really asking serious questions about how we are working in such an environment. Remember, this is also a small country, it's a tiny island of just 500,000 people.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Herman Grech is the editor of The Times of Malta, and this is RN Drive.